Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Those free credit card rewards aren't free.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The Wall Street Journal says that around 60% of Americans are enrolled in a credit card rewards program that offers benefits such as cash back on purchases, air travel miles, and points you can redeem on merchandise. The more you use your card, the more rewards you rack up. But there are hidden costs to this, and joining us to talk about who picks up the tab for credit card rewards is Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Joe Craven McGinty. Joe, aren't these costs associated with rewards tied to the fees that card issuers charge the merchants that take the credit cards?
They are. Merchants pay something called merchant discount fees. It's about 2% of all the purchase price, and it's divvied up among a few different parties. Some go to the companies that process the payments and so forth, but the lion's share goes to the bank that issues the card, about 75% to 85%. That money is used to bankroll those rewards programs.
Is the money that merchants pay in these fees, is that substantial to the point where they complain about it?
It is. In fact, how much they pay varies by card. Different cards have different sets of fees, but it's a substantial amount of money, and it affects different merchants in different sectors differently. So some may take a harder hit because they are less able to pass on the prices to their consumers.
Well, what sort of businesses, what sort of sectors in retail are most susceptible to take a hit? Is it luxury retailers or is it retailers further down the line?
I think it's retailers who have a harder time adjusting their prices. So, for example, I got one reader email from a woman who runs a restaurant in Chicago, and she said that her fees have doubled over 15 years. She does try to pass on some of that cost to her clients, but she can't raise her fees rapidly enough to keep up. So she does eat some of the cost. And she says not only does she dislike the fees, she hates the fees.
So we can assume that merchants will pick up the tab for these credit card rewards and the fees get passed on to consumers. Do we know how much of the cost gets passed on to buyers?
How much is passed on? No, we don't. That information is not systematically collected or publicly distributed. The companies, of course, know what their situation is, but it's difficult for someone like the government or newspapers to get a handle on exactly how much is passed on. That's key for understanding what happens on the consumer end, because if it's closer to 0% passed on versus closer to 100%, it affects who's actually paying the tab on these rewards.
Talk about this study. Economists at the Fed Bank of Boston estimate U.S. households that don't pay with credit cards lose an average of $50 each year, while households that do pay with cards gain an average of $240.
Yes, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston originally studied this back in 2010. They've since revised their study a few times. Part of the complication for them is knowing whether the fees are passed through 100% or not.
Right.
Initially, they assumed that it was a 100% pass-through and revised their study since to reflect that that may not be the case. But they estimate that consumers who do not pay with credit cards will essentially contribute $50 a year to other consumers who do pay with credit cards because of this pass-through.
I'm speaking with Joe Craven McGinty of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Joe, you write that merchant discount fees, which include interchange fees, account for roughly 2% of the purchase price of payment card transactions. What are interchange fees?
Interchange fees are the payments made to the banks that issue credit cards. It helps cover their handling fees and the risk they assume by making it available to their customers to pay with credit.
Isn't it true that because of interchange fees, banks have an incentive to get consumers to use credit cards as opposed to debit cards?
Yes. In 2011, the fees on debit cards were capped. The fees on credit cards are not capped. So there is an incentive to entice customers to use credit cards versus debit cards.
Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Joe Craven McGinty, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.